Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? So let's face it, everybody wants to grow their business, right? I mean, if you've got too much business, then send some our way, because we can all use it. But one of the things I want to talk about today is the difference between principles and tactics. And a lot of people dabble in tactics. Tactics are, let's try some Facebook ads. Does it work? Maybe. Let's try advertising on Google. Does that work? Maybe. Maybe you try webinars and seminars and maybe some other things. And the key thing is that it all can work. But you need some core principles that you need to start out with that are going to help you grow your business. So I'm going to talk about five things that you need to change today that will ignite your business. So let's start with number one. And that is a basic principle of spend a dollar, make two, right? It sounds pretty simple. You spend a dollar and you make two. I always like to say that marketing is two things. Number one, it needs to be an investment in your business, not an expense. And secondly, it's a participation sport, and that's going to come up a little bit later. But spend a dollar and make two. It sounds like a crazy simple principle, right? But not everybody adheres to it. Sometimes they just start down a path and it just gets out of control. Now, I'll give you an example. I've got two different customers, one of which spends $5,000 a month on Google, and the other one spends $12,000 a month on Google. Which one do you think is more successful? Well, the one that spends $5,000 a month on Google has the potential with one project to make $50,000 to $150,000. So, talk about spending a dollar and making two, it's a little bit more than that. The other company spends $12,000 a month on Google, but after we looked at it deeply, we found out that they were making maybe $2,500 to $5,000 on that. Why? Because they weren't measuring what they were doing. Which brings me to principle number two. And that is, know your numbers. Now, what I mean by know your numbers is, you wouldn't dare run a business without having some kind of accounting system, right? I'm a QuickBooks junkie. I love looking at my numbers. If something's not making me money, I'm stopping it. I'm not going to promote it. I'm not going to invest in it anymore. So one of the problems with that person who was spending the $12,000 is they were not checking out their Google Analytics to see if it was driving traffic to their website, what kind of traffic was it driving, and they weren't measuring whether that traffic was actually converting into sales. So you've got to understand your numbers from a business perspective, and Google Analytics is one of the best ways to do that for your website, but also you've got to have your accounting system set up and review it often. Now, I know a lot of companies that actually never check their books. They just send it off to their accountant and they're not really paying attention to it. On the other side of the fence, I know a lot of companies. I've taught them how to read Google Analytics. How often do they check it? If they checked it once a month, I'd be happy. But more often than not, they just forget and don't check it at all. And they're not measuring what's happening with their marketing, with their business, and how they're driving traffic to their website, where people are entering and exiting, and what kind of effect everything that they're doing is having on driving traffic to their website and creating relationships. Now, that brings me to point number three. We are all in the relationship building business. I don't care whether you're selling products or services. You are creating relationships with your audience and with your customers. And that's one of the things you have to keep in mind is how do we generate really great relationships? Coke knows how to build a brand. Comcast knows how to build a brand. They understand it. And that's one of the things they try to market to is we understand you. We care about you. One of my favorite quotes is, nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. And that's the key, is you need to be able to care about people. They want to feel like you have their best interest in mind. So if you're going to drive people to your lists, if you're going to drive people to social media, you need to interact with them on a regular basis. That means you have to be human. You have to be willing to answer their questions. Maybe wish them happy birthday. Do something that says that you're more than just somebody out there pumping out stuff to sell your crap. What you need to do is develop relationships with your audience, and that includes your past customers, your current customers, and your potential customers. So that brings me to point number four, and that is follow up and follow through. When you create a relationship with somebody, I don't care whether they've called you and asked for something and maybe they didn't make a decision at the time, or maybe they said no, it still pays to follow up and say, hey, thanks for connecting with me. Let me know if there's anything else I could do. As a matter of fact, I had a call from somebody who contacted me after a webinar and said, hey, I want to learn more about your bacon system and I want to see if maybe you could help our company grow with it. And I went as far as to set them up. I gave them a free trial and let their marketing person play with it. And I kept following up and following up and following up. And finally, he called back today and said, you know what, Brian? You know, I love what you're doing, but we're not in need of this right now. So I'm just going to let it go. And that went into my voicemail. What did I do? I picked up the phone and I followed up and I followed through and I said, you know what? Thank you very much for the phone call. I understand that you're not ready for this right now. If something changes, let me know. But more importantly, if you know somebody else who could possibly benefit from the things you've learned from the time I've spent with you, then please forward them to me and let me be a resource for your friends. That, my friends, is referrals. So you may not get the sale, but you might just get a referral because you acted human. You created that relationship, you built that relationship, and you followed through on that relationship. So in social media, in your email marketing, do everything that you can to help grow that relationship. Number five, one of the best ways to grow a relationship is teach people something. In other words, give people great information. Give them your best information. That's the thing that you have to do. A lot of people are afraid of giving away their baby with the bathwater, giving away their best stuff. But you know what? Most people cannot execute everything, especially if you're just giving them nuggets that will help change their lives. That's one of the things that I've learned from my teachers, my mentors, my coaches. Give away your best stuff. By doing that, you're going to let people know that you're cut above the other people that are just out there selling their crap. Make sure that you're doing everything that you can to help customers, potential customers, even people that call you up and say, we don't need you right now. You do everything you can to help make them successful. So just don't promote. Make sure that you're doing something that is going to propel the relationship, propel your customers. So let me go over those five things again. Number one, spend a dollar to make two. Make sure everything that you're doing has a return on your investment, that there's a value in it. Number two, know your numbers. Put it in your calendar to check your Google Analytics and your accounting system weekly to know what's happening in your business. Number three, we're all in the relationship business, so make sure you invest in others and give them your time, your attention, and more importantly, give them something of value, which goes to number five. If you value people and provide them value, they'll return the favor by valuing you and your business. So these five things have helped me to grow my business, and I've taught it to many other people through my BaconCoach.com, Bacon System books, all of those things. What really matters is relationships, and those relationships are the things that will propel your business forward. So focus on others first, and they'll focus on you.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.